Meet Steve. Steve was having a pretty good day, but in the mid-morning he began to feel odd. Maybe there was a bug in the air. Maybe it was something he ate. Or maybe it was the fleet of new and improved nanites in the thing he ate. Who can tell with these things? The uneasy feeling passed soon enough. In fact, Steve barely noticed that he had died. Neither did anyone else for that matter, since he kept on walking. Of course, Steve was no longer home in his body. Something else controlled his body as he returned to the mall where he bought his breakfast. He went back to the food court and found a free seat among dozens of others who had enjoyed a similar breakfast. They were all resting with their heads down on their tables. A few of the shoppers passing by noticed these 50-odd folks who were seemingly taking a nap in the middle of the food court. By contrast, all the people noticed when all of the napping zombies suddenly sat bolt upright. It was not then long before people began to die. Regan stared at the surviving zombies, who looked confused but unconcerned. But one of them was different. One was not so new. A decayed hand rose from the older zombie's side, holding a revolver. Regan screamed and tackled Alicia down. A shot rang out as Regan scrambled them behind a large potted plant.
"What the fuck?"
Alicia said.
"One of the zombies! Has a gun! He shot at us!"
As if by cue, another shot rang out, and a chunk of their concrete cover broke away.
"It can't be a zombie. Are you sure it's not some human defending himself or something?" "No, he was rotting. Definite zombie."
Alicia was still skeptical.
"You, with the gun. We're human. Cease fire."
"Kiss my zombie ass,"
came the response with another shot. The girls looked at each other puzzled. A talking zombie who knew how to use a gun? Regan carefully stuck her head out the side to peek. Sure enough, the older zombie was slowly walking towards them, holding his gun. He walked smoothly, like a human, and his expression showed intelligence. He spotted Regan, and as he corrected his aim, she ducked back in. A bullet ricocheted where her head had been. But by now, Alicia's P90 was aimed and a short volley of bullets shattered his arm. The arm and the gun fell to the floor. The zombie stopped. He looked at his arm. He looked at Alicia.
"Bitch."
He stooped down and used his remaining arm to pry the gun loose. Alicia wasn't about to have that, so she shot off his other arm. He stood and looked at both arms laying on the ground.
"Ugh! You've disarmed me!"
"What the hell?" Regan said. "We're talking with a zombie! What's going on here?"
The zombie looked at Regan.
"Well, what did you expect? This?"
The light of intelligence suddenly left him and he moaned, staggering forward.
"Well, yeah."
The zombie didn't respond, but kept advancing.
"Screw that!"
Regan opened fire and took it down.
"Missed me!"
came the same voice, but this time from the ambling crowd of zombies who were only now clung to Regan and Alicia. One of them jumped forward, breaking into a run, moving like a human. It dashed for the fallen handgun which was closer to it than Regan or Alicia. They dropped him in mid-stride before he got far. The newly fallen zombie called out from the floor.
"Ugh, that didn't hurt."
Then his face went dim and stupid like a normal zombie.